Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Sell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about. This is Amanda Nelson, and today's Hand Sell is Open by Rachel Krantz. Let's hear from our first sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publisher of the smash hit Fourth Wing. You'll only cross these blades once in a page-turning new tale of revenge, strategy, and so many lies. Best-selling Red Tower Books is releasing its next irresistible read that will capture your imagination and keep you guessing until the end. May Corlin's Five Broken Blades tells an intricate high-stakes tale of five total strangers united in a plot that will test their strength, wits, and courage. Each has their reasons, all have secrets. But while it's easy to betray a stranger, it's not so simple to stab a friend or a lover, okay, in the back. Now these five blades must choose between vengeance and one another. Pick up Five Broken Blades by Mae Corlin for a thrilling, adventurous tale filled with risk, romance, adventure, and, oh, so many lies. The relationships in it are complex and nuanced and involve everything from friends to enemies, found and biological family and lovers and more. Thanks again to Entangled Publishing's Red Tower Books, publishers of the smash hit Fourth Wing, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. HeroQuest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hero to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hero's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour.
I always say let's hear from our first sponsor, but what I mean is let's just hear from our sponsor, because there's only one sponsor in these episodes. I don't know why I keep saying that. Anyway, let's talk about Open. So this is a memoir by a journalist named Rachel Krantz, obviously. The subtitle is An Uncensored Memoir of Love, Liberation, and Non-Monogamy. I picked this book up because, well, first of all, we don't get a ton of sexual or romantic memoirs written by women when they're not about marriage. So I'm very into that. Second of all, Rachel Krantz is a pretty well-known journalist and internet content creator, and I was really interested in how she was going to portray her, like, kind of private relationships when she comes from a place of writing very openly about her private life on the internet. And that's what this is. So she meets a man named Adam, who wanted a committed partnership. He's much older than her, and he's also kind of dominant, like he's got a very domineering kind of personality. And he tells her that he wants a committed partnership, but not a monogamous one. So he's looking for an open relationship where they are each other's primary live-in partners, but are free to go on about their business with other folks when and if they choose to do that. And so she's never had a relationship like that before. Rachel hasn't, the author. And so that's what this memoir is about. She kept really detailed diary entries throughout the process of working out this relationship with her boyfriend, husband? I don't remember. And then later on with therapists and several experts that she brings in, counselors, as the relationship begins to get a bit rocky. This was fascinating to me because there are red flags about her boyfriend from the beginning. He is domineering and controlling. He's manipulative. A lot of things that that going into the book, when I first started it, I was like, oh, this is not going to go well. You know, an open relationship or a polyamorous situation, it involves, as far as I can tell, lots and lots of communication, a lot of compromise. There's not a lot of that happening. And the power dynamic between the two of them and the age difference between the two of them is really, really evident. The interesting part about the memoir is that Rachel is not into it, if you know what I mean. Like, she kind of enjoys the feeling of being controlled and dominated in the way that her boyfriend does. It makes her feel safe and cared for, and like she doesn't have to constantly be making all the decisions and all of that. She starts dressing the way that he wants. She does, you know, she gets involved in this romance essentially because he wants her to, even though she is not at her heart, a person who is interested necessarily in non-monogamy. So it's, you know, all about that process for her, from going from looking for a fairly traditional relationship structure to really, really untraditional relationship structure. She's also queer, so there's a lot of conversations about managing that dynamic in a relationship with a man. Her primary relationship is with a man. And she also agrees to do a lot of things with Adam that don't just, that aren't just, hey, we're in a committed partnership and sometimes we go out and see other people. It's like they go to swingers clubs, they go to sex parties, all very Brooklyn-y from a perspective of, you know, me down here in the South, or that sort of thing I know happens but is not talked about, and you certainly couldn't Google it and find it. And so she goes along to all of these things that he wants her to. So it's both like a researched look at the idea of monogamy or non-monogamy, especially for like millennial aged people, when traditional marriage and child rearing is becoming increasingly more expensive and undesirable to our generation and to younger people, and also the implications that it has for queer communities and things like that. So it's that, but it is also a kind of like often troubling memoir of a woman who is willingly in a relationship with a man who seems quite unhealthy, and how they navigate it and what the realizations that she comes to along the way. And I don't want people to read this memoir and think, oh, open relationships or any kind of untraditional relationship automatically means X, because it's being portrayed through the lens of this one dude who is like a bit obnoxious. But it was still, you know, obviously that happens. People have really all kinds of different relationships with obnoxious partners, monogamous or not. So, you know, it's true to life, obviously, because it's a memoir. And it's just really, really interesting. And I, you know, you all have heard me talk on the show before about how I will always read a memoir about like a woman having an affair or a woman getting a divorce or like a mother doing any of those things. I really love that we're starting to get more memoirs from women who are making, quote unquote, like troublesome or whatever decisions, or who are like living their truth really out loud in a way that men have been allowed to do and write about since the dawn of time. But women have been allowed to do and write about since, what is it, April of 2020. So this is another, you know, in that line of memoirs that I've been picking up. I would love to see more like this from women of color, but it is great to have a memoir about an untraditional relationships, an untraditional committed relationship, I guess I should say, because there's not, I mean, casually dating is not untraditional. People have been doing that forever. But that she is in a committed partnership and then also seeing other people and her partner is also doing the same. That is still, I think there's still some stigma attached to that kind of relationship structure. So having that from a queer woman is really, really great. It's just really interesting. Even if you have no interest anthropologically or personally in the idea of an open relationship or non-monogamy or anything like that, the ability for women to write more things like this, I think it's important to support. So that is Open, an Uncensored Memoir of Love, Liberation, and Non-Monogamy by Rachel Krantz. And that came out in January. So thank you so much to our audio editor, Jen Zink, and thank all of you for listening. You can find more recommendations at bookriot.com and more podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. You can email us if you have feedback at getbooked@bookriot.com and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm on Instagram at I'm Amanda Nelson, and my co-host Jen is on Twitter at JenIRL and Instagram at I am Jen IRL. We will be back on Thursday.